यम लब्ध्वा चापरं लाभं मन्यते नाधिकन्ततः यस्मिन् स्थितो न दुःखेन गुरुणापि विचाल्यते। कृष्ण कंटिन्यूज हियर, यम लब्ध्वा चापरं लाभं, यम लब्ध्वा हैविंग अटेन्ड दिस चापरं लाभं, इज देयर एनी अदर गेन? नो, यम लब्ध्वा चापरं लाभं मन्यते नाधिकं ततः, वन अंडरस्टैंड्स देयर इज नो ग्रेटर गेन यस्मिन् स्थितो, हैविंग स्टूड इन दिस वे दुःखेन, नो मैटर हाउ ग्रेट द मिजरी इज देयर, गुरुणापि विचाल्यते, दुःखेन गुरुणापि विचाल्यते, गुरुणापि, इवन देयर इज अ ग्रेट दुःख, ग्रेट मिजरी, न विचाल्यते, वन इज नॉट शेकन। दिस वर्स गिव्स अ टू पॉइंट डेफिनेशन ऑफ द सुप्रीम सक्सेस। ही इज टेलिंग, ओवर कृष्णा इज टेलिंग दैट एक्चुअली we all want to achieve success in life, and we may consider success as, okay, maybe an Indian student may think, I'm going to go to America and getting American citizenship is my success, or somebody may think, oh, I want to become a business magnate, or whatever. Different people may have different definitions of success, but what we want by the success is two things. We want that, we may not consciously voice this, but this is a subconscious longing, that we achieve something after which there is no more craving. Once I achieve this, yes, I'm satisfied. So that is the first thing, the achievement which leaves no longer any more hankering. Yam labdhva chaparam labham manyate naadhikam tataha. And otherwise in the world, whatever we achieve, there's always the hankering for more. There is, yes, somebody comes first in class, now I have to be first in the school. Then somebody becomes the wealthiest person in one's locality, wants to become the wealthiest person in one's city, and the wealthiest person in one's country, and the wealthiest person in one's continent, wealthiest person in the world, and wealthiest person in the world's history. And soon the person becomes history, the person dies. So, and all the wealth is left behind, and the soul has to go somewhere else according to one's karma, naked and empty-handed. So in this world, no matter what we achieve, the hankering for more never goes away. And similarly, no matter how much one achieves, there is always the fear of affliction by misery. Yes, means the Krishna is saying over here that once you become situated thus, firstly you will become free from hankering. Yam labdhva cha param labham. If you achieve this labh, yam labdhva cha aparam labham. That aparam labha, that some other labha, which manyate na adhikam tataha, we won't think that there is some other labha, some other gain which is greater. Something else that I have to achieve. No. This is the perfection, and I'm satisfied with this perfection. That will be our understanding. Nadhikam tataha, and then yasmin sthito kena. So we become situated in this. So what does this mean? That there is no more hankering after this? Once we achieve this, it means that the soul becomes so satisfied, soul becomes so enriched spiritually, that the soul feels, now there is nothing more that I need. This is all that I need, and I'm satisfied with this. The spiritual realization that one gets at the stage of perfection is such that actually there is no need for anything higher. So, this is actually the perfection of life. So if we have to aspire for any achievement, it is this we should achieve for. Let me achieve something which will end my hankering. Otherwise, no matter what I achieve, I'll always be hankering for more. Manyate na adhikam tataha. There's nothing more to be achieved. That's what a person understands. Yes, means thito. And having situated like this, adukhena guruna pivichalyate. And even by great misery, one is not disturbed, one is not shaken. In this world, no matter what we achieve, we never go beyond the reach of misery. Now, even if a person becomes the wealthiest person in the world, still, even that person can be shaken by some financial upheaval which takes away his or her wealth. So, a person may become a cricket superstar, but one slip, one fall, one fracture, and sometimes the career can be lost lifelong. And sometimes some injury can be so critical that one may not be able to return to play at all. So like that, actually in this world, whatever we achieve, we are never beyond the reach of misery. We can be shaken by misery at any time. So there is always the fear of lamenting. Shochati. So essentially Krishna is telling over here that this stage of yogic perfection is the stage of na shochati na kaangshati. So na kaangshati is being talked about by yam labdhva chaparam labham manyate na adhikantata. But having achieved this, there is nothing more to achieve. And yes means to dukhena guna vichalyate na dukhena. That means that is there is na shochati. So essentially when we achieve something in the outer world, because that achievement is outside of us, it can be taken away from us at any time and it will be taken away from us at some time. In contrast, when we achieve something internally, when we achieve devotion in relationship with Krishna, when we achieve self-realization, then we achieve God-realization. Here Krishna is of course talking about self-realization. He has not yet come to realization of himself till now. But when we realize, when we gain inner wealth, the inner wealth may be of self-realization or it may be of God-realization. When we gain that, that is inalienable, that is inside us, and that cannot be taken away from us. And that's how this achievement is something which is not prone to lamentation, because it cannot be taken away from us. And thus, at the stage of yogic perfection, one becomes free from shochati and kaangshati. So this is the truly worthwhile achievement that we should aspire for. That doesn't mean that we don't have other achievements to seek. We have our careers, we have our families, and within them, they're not just responsibilities. No, we also have ambitions. We want our children to grow up nicely and become wonderful people, wonderful devotees, contribute value, contribute to society, become well established. We have these aspirations. Now, we don't have to give all these ambitions up or not stop seeking achievements in our career or whatever. But that we subordinate and harmonize all of them with our pursuit of transcendence. We recognize that the ultimate happiness is to be attained. The ultimate achievement that will bring lasting fulfillment will be when I can achieve love for Krishna. Without achieving that, whatever else I achieve will be temporary. It will not lead to fulfillment. And therefore, if I let myself stay caught in those achievements, then I will not be able to succeed. I will not be able to move onwards in my life, forward in my journey towards Krishna, in my journey towards spiritual realization. Not only will I, if we let other achievements distract us from this spiritual achievement, then the other achievements will not only not free us from hankering and lamentation. Rather, the bigger the achievement in the material world, often the bigger becomes the craving for something bigger. And so the hankering just becomes more. And further, when we have achieved a lot, then when we lose something, the lamentation also becomes great. And in that way, we stay entangled. We don't go beyond the reach of misery ever. Rather, we go deeper and deeper into misery, because the stronger becomes our attachment. But when we keep Krishna as the foremost goal, I'm talking about this section, in this point of going beyond hankering and lamentation as it applies to devotees, then we na shochati na kam, we will come to the stage of, yes, Krishna is my wealth, as Bhaktivinoda Thakur says in a famous song, Ami to tomara, tumi to amara, ki kaja paradhane. My Lord, I am yours and you are mine. What else do I need in my life? In life. So we'll come to that stage where nothing more is needed, and that stage is the stage of perfection. The stage where even if the greatest miseries of old age, disease and death come, we know that these will be events that will happen to the body, but we will have realized ourselves as souls who have relationship with Krishna, and we will be absorbed in that relationship, delighting in that relationship, and we will be able to thereby tolerate and transcend bodily pains and eventually attain Krishna's abode, where we will become forever free from all bodily and worldly miseries. Thank you.